Light Pillar, 5-6 lengths in front of Pablo, and then Buffalo Bill and Zoffany Rocket, but Light Pillar for the champ is going to race clear, and Light Pillar, a lovely debut over the sticks, won at 10 lengths. But it's Mwani Machine, 100 metres to go, still in front, 2 lengths, punched out, will win. Mwani Machine from Karakoram, Norway, 100 metres to go, was heavily supported, straight to the big lead, and a big win. It is Norway going to absolutely bolt in for Pateman. 7 lengths, Robbie Starr. Big Blue with 100 metres to go, pulls out all stops, and Big Blue's going to win it. Big Blue won by 2 lengths, San Remo. 8 lengths, Fire Free, then he...
Oh, what a domination it was by the team, and Steve Pateman, who rode all 4 winners as well. We got to see Big Blue back from his UK odyssey, and have we seen the unveiling of the next superstar of Australian jumps racing with Norway? Declan Maher would have been a very happy man yesterday, along with Kieran and also Dave Eustace, and he joins us first up this morning on Racing Pulse. Dec, congratulations on a day to remember yesterday.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, it was. It was pretty special. To get down there, and we have all the horses we thought were sort of in their right races. You know, Big Blue, as you said at the start, coming back from a campaign that probably didn't go to plan overseas, and, you know, even like Light Pillar, like he hadn't won for about 800 days or something, and taking a lot of work and a lot of time, and it was very rewarding for a lot of hard effort put in by everybody involved.
For Kieran and yourself, that's basically where you started out, focusing on jumps racing and put your names up in lights. So the satisfaction from a day yesterday, is that almost the equivalent to winning a major group race for the team?
Yeah, well, it is. Well documented, we always say that, you know, the race we always love to win every year is the Grand Annual. It's obviously a feature jumps race, but, you know, to go there yesterday with all those sorts of different types of horses coming from different, walks of life, where they've all come from. You know, some are new to the stable, some we've had around for quite a while. And to, you know, to line them all up on a day like that, a feature jumps day, a full race, full day of jumps racing was, yeah, it's very special. It's, as you say, start of the show, it's what we first started doing. And, we've always been a big supporter of jumps racing, and probably over the last couple of years, we haven't sort of had teams that, have them going all through the year, but it was a very rewarding effort.
Is this the best team you've ever had?
Probably quality, I'd say, yes. A few of these horses have got quite a nice higher flat rating, which obviously helps when you're going to the jumps, and they've been a little bit out of form, as it's well known. They can tend to rejuvenate them a bit. I think Norway's a classic example of that. When he won first up, he's the way he was when he got back home, you know, 2 weeks into the run on Sunday. He was walking around, and he was, you know, I actually rode him myself Saturday, and he was flicking his toes and stamping his feet as he come off the track, and it's like he's remembered what he's there for, and he's really enjoying himself.
The quality and calibre of our jumpers overall, compared to what it has been 5-10 years ago, are we looking at different class of jumpers now? And is this not just from your stable, but do you think the depth and strength almost the best we've ever had? Because you've got horses that used to be trained by Aidan O'Brien, like Norway, that are coming out here and now dominating when they turn to jumps.
Well, exactly. Like, you've only got to look at Gay Waterhouse's horse that won the Mosh Troopy yesterday. You know, last season, it's only finished, I think it was a couple of lengths behind Persan, which I obviously know very well. And he's a serious galloper and obviously ran well in the Melbourne Cup. And he sort of bypassed staying at hurdle racing and he's gone to steeplechasing, which he's obviously adapted to do really well. And having those higher quality horses, I think it only helps the whole industry, really, because they're really good stayers, they're quality stayers, so they... You know, they're probably less likely to get tired towards the end of the races and have an injury or, you know, have a missed jump or something like that. So I think it's good all around. And once again, we had 3 maiden hurdles down there at Pakenham. They split one of them. I think all going forward, it's all really good for jumps racing in general.
Well, Norway has run second to Sir Dragonet in a Chester Vase. He's run third in an Irish Derby behind Sovereign and Anthony Van Dyke, and he's beaten Buckhurst in a Group 3 race over in Ireland before he came out here. Is this what the new template's going to be for successful jumpers, do you think?
Well, it's sort of 10B. I guess you look at a horse like Saunter Boy, you know, he's been obviously been going very well over the jumps. But, you know, you change things up with him and, you know, he's run his last two runs in town have been super sort of things. You know, he's ran second and third his last two. And I think it's the way you probably tend to train them a little bit differently. The jumpers, they're not sort of galloped as much. They're feeling better in their action and they're, you know, they're probably... You've just mixed it up completely with them and it seems to be really good for them. And they, you know, hopefully that Norway might even be able to revert his form back to the flat, which would be quite handy too.
Well, I remember years ago, Jim Houlihan used to do it all the time. He had that star jumper Sharp As that would come out one Saturday and beat them on the flat and then come out the next to win over the jump. So it makes sense from an ownership perspective because you're not just pigeonholed into one type of genre.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Kieran and I were having a discussion about Saunter Boy, and it was, you know, a case of running in the $100,000 race on Sunday or running in the $130,000 Swimming Cup. And he probably didn't need to, you know, get a mark and go up and carry more weight in a national hurdle. So we opted for that, and, you know, he showed us that he was, you know, quite up for the run. And if he hadn't got held up, he probably nearly slipped in a second. So it's very rewarding, like everybody... You know, whole team from Single, Caulfield, the Farm, the Beach, wherever they've all been, like they all have quite their personalities, these horses, and everyone gets to know them very well. They're in work a long time and see them running well in town as well as over the jumps. Everybody quite enjoys it, really.
So for horses like Norway, Mwani, Machine, do they now head to the Grand National?
Yeah, I'd say that they'll all probably line up there. Well, Saunter Boy, he definitely will. Will John will. We spaced his runs. We didn't run him this weekend because he sort of quite enjoys 4 weeks between his runs. And, well, Norway keeps sort of stepping up, so I guess he's going to have to step up again now. The next best option is to go to that race. It's up in Trip, which seems to he's going to enjoy that. And he's jumping very well. He's only going to improve the more races he has.
And the potential of Light Pillar moving forward, what level can he get to?
Well, he's a bit of a funny one. He obviously ran fourth in the Queen Anne at Royal Ascot, and he came over here. He's had a little bit of a tendon issue. He's quite a quirky sort of a horse to get right, and Kieran sort of owns a fair bit of him along with another group. But we've sort of just taken our time with him. And he's another one. I think it's been quite a long time between drinks for a win for him, but he's by Galileo. He can stay and he appreciates to give out of the ground. So he'll be just taken through his grades. There's no pressure on him, and we'll just see where he ends up. But he's got quite a lot of upside as well. I think he'll stay very well. So he's a nice one for the future also.
And Big Blue, I know he holds a special place in Kieran's heart and probably yours as well. How satisfying was it to get him back and do what he did yesterday?
Oh, it's great, especially for, you know, Colin McKenna. You know, he's always been great supporter of the stables, and I'd just like to make mention to Malcolm Fallon as well. He hasn't got the greatest health at the minute. He's been an owner in Jamaica, and he's an owner in Norway as well, so it gave him quite a good lift yesterday, and that's what racing's about. You know, he was sitting at home there down in Geelong watching the races, and, you know, he got a great big buzz out of it, and obviously Colin got a lot of times with Big Blue after winning the Ledger and all that sort of thing, and a Gallywood for him down at Warrnambool, so it was a... We knew that he was going to be probably a little bit vulnerable late in that race because normally he would have sort of had a flat run, but because his rating is so high and he's not getting any faster the older he gets, so we thought it was a good race just to kick him off and build some confidence being a maiden steeplechase, and that's where he did. And, you know, he toughed it out, and Steve was pretty confident if had the other horse got up beside him, he thought he would have still stuck his neck out. So he'll come on a lot from that, and whether he goes to the crisp or not, we'll just sort of wait and see and let him tell us. But, you know, he could even line up in the Grand National Chase at the end of the season as well.
And will Ablaze head that way as well? What did you make of Ablaze's return run yesterday?
Yeah, we were very happy with the way he returned. Obviously top weight, and the thing of Gay Waterhouse's horse, Social Element, he's called, he's had 4.5 kilos less. It wasn't all about yesterday for him. His whole aim, this whole prep, will be the Grand National Steeplechase. He sort of made a mistake slightly, a little bit of a one, and Steve sort of put his hand up and said it was probably his fault. But he rounded it off really nicely, and he's just looking for further, really. Like, the longer the trips get to now, going forward, is only going to suit him more. He's just an out-and-out stay, and he doesn't have to prove himself, and we were happy with what he was at there. And he'll be right come the wetter ground and the longer distance. I think that's when you'll see the best out of him.
What's your actual role within the organisation now, Dec? Because it is so big. And Kieran and Dave, they've got so many facilities from Sydney to Melbourne to Warrnambool to Ballarat, everywhere. What's your specific role? Are you focusing on the jumpers or the horses when they come down to Warrnambool?
No, I basically day-to-day run the Ballarat stable. Sort of all parts of it here. I'm here every day, and Kieran and Dave, sort of, they just float between, you know, all the different stables, whether it's gallop days or just, you know, trying to just get over the cross and get a handle on all the horses. They tend to be, Dave might be down here one day and Kieran will be down the next if they can, but if they can't, then, you know, well, I'm here every day, so I've got to know all the horses pretty well and got a handle on them. No different to the other stables where we've got Jack, like in Sydney, and Lucy at Caulfield, and Georgia down at Single, and Dave Noonan looking after our beach horses. That having a good spread of people across that enables Kieran and Dave to, you know, get round and look at what they need to and get all the information out to the owners and put them in the right races, which is the most important thing.
It's quite phenomenal for a couple of boys from the Bull. Do you have a quiet beer at the end of a day like yesterday with Kieran and go, we're going all right?
Yeah, you sort of... We do a couple of times. He's been up here late in the evening. We might be just having a beer sitting at the house here, and we're at my place, and sort of, yeah, you sort of got to pinch ourselves. A couple of dairy farmers from Winslow, and yeah, now we've got one of the biggest stables in Australia. It's sort of, it is a little bit surreal, but we couldn't have done it without, you know, all the help and support of everybody around us. Really, you know, there's been lots of great people that have, you know, always helped us along the way, whether it's family, friends, owners, everything like that. So it's quite surreal, really. But we'll taken a lot of hard work, and we're still working hard now. So we're not done yet, you might say.
No, absolutely. A double at Flemington on Saturday, last Chevrolet winning at Randwick as well. As we say goodbye, because Kieran's not here, Dave's not here. Give us who you think are the best couple of horses we should be following coming through into the spring.
Well, there's probably a nice two-year-old filly here at Ballarat who's really taken my eye. She's just come back in, and she just keeps progressing all the time. Her name's Saucy Horsey, actually. It's a bit of a quirky name, but she's out of Merchant Navy's full sister. So she might be one to put in the black books, I'd say.
I like it. Good on you, Declan. Well done yesterday. A brilliant job. It was an awesome day's jump racing, and I'm looking forward to having a chat to Tommy Ryan. It's so good to see jumps racing flying at the moment. Well done again.
No worries. Thanks very much, Michael.